I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Be still.
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.
It's a Chevy van.
Eat my shorts.
Evil. Like it's the fruit of the devil. Evil.
Is it SF?
Athletic supporter.
Okay. Oh. She's a
dog. He's gone. He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
He's a mental group therapy.
You see?
Hey! Shut it!
I can't hear you.
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
All systems go!
Hey, Pabst
Blue Ribbon!
All systems penis.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, really.
Ugh.
CD skipping. Oh, sorry.
Get your sticking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
I haven't really looked through this in a while.
Let's just do this for 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, the DJ Corey mental mix.
I got a lot of fun stuff in here. I haven't played in a while.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, fuck!
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck?
We do have this money.
I just queefed.
See, that should be the intro.
Oh, God.
Fuck the all systems go thing.
You can't burn it, baby.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kike.
That's it. Right
let's start this.
That's the intro right
perfect.
There.
Perfect. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. Also, myspace.com/aristocratsradio. And if you want to email us, guess what? AristocratsRadio@AOL.com.
No.
No.
Yes.
Really?
And we ran out of song.
Oh.
It's fucking around too long.
Started over.
Yeah. So who wants White Castle?
No.
I would like
when
some.
You said it, you ate them last Sunday or whatever?
Yeah.
I wanted one.
Did
you? I did. I hoped you had some left over.
Well, if you listened to last week's show, you know what we're talking about. If you didn't, I'll give you a rundown because I don't blame you for not listening to it. It was, we basically ate White Castles until we couldn't anymore.
For like, half an
I had 10. Vaughn had
11.
11. Matt had 13.
16. 15 and two-thirds.
Craig ended up with 18 unders.
And our honorable mention.
Large
honorable mention. Pat was 10 after having a big dinner.
Eating them in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And then, so the day after, I just had like a brick in my stomach, as I'm sure everyone else did.
No, the day after, I had China Buffet.
Yeah, he doesn't have it. He's disgusting.
The day after,
my body's just a sieve.
Tremendous gas.
Oh, I had tremendous gas until Thursday. That's how bad it was.
I was still having it on Monday. I could still taste my White Castle.
Oh, yeah.
It smelled like burning rubber for 3 days.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'd get into a toilet and it was like I was giving birth. It was like freaking feel dumb sweats.
Toilets were putting up out of order signs all over the place.
I strategically bombed all the bathrooms at work.
I moved on from one turlet to the next.
But then the next day was Father's Day, so I went to my parents' house for a lovely dinner and some pool activities, some volleyball, whatnot.
Brown water.
Yeah. And I had a...
I farted. Oh, no. Look at the air bubbles. It's just brown.
Diving for the ball. Oh, I'm sorry. So get the chlorine. Quick, it'll clear up.
Get the bleach.
I'll decide.
Never mind that. Get the skimmer.
You're going to need a vacuum for that.
Oh, my God. It was bad. But I got really drunk the next day.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Parents. Yeah, Craig had to come get me. Me and my father shared a bottle of Captain Morgan Private Stock. And when I got home, after being dropped off like a child, I was like, oh, I'm hungry. So I go in the fridge, and what's sitting there but a half a Crave case? And I down. How long did it take you to drive?
Five, ten minutes.
Within 5 or 10 minutes, I microwaved and scarfed down 8 burgers.
Now we know how to do this thing next time.
You just got loaded and leave you alone.
And like I left him in the room
by himself.
I was sitting down with my girlfriend, and it's weird no to longer. Call her that. And
that's hysterical.
I stood up to like go take a shower or something, and I just went, I don't feel good. And I just had to run into the bedroom and go to sleep immediately. And I woke up, and apparently she had made me a little thing with like there was Advil and Pepto-Bismol and some water.
Vicodin.
Your hangover Crave case.
Yeah, it was like it was just all beside me in bed. And apparently she was offering me all this stuff all night. And I don't remember, but I was just screaming at her like, I don't want it. Let me sleep.
Yep. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so for the next like 4 days, my stomach was not right.
Oh.
Trying to get back at you at every chance it got. Oh, huh?
God. Oh.
Yum.
It was bad. It was really bad.
On like a Monday when I was in work, I blew out the whole damn thing. I blew out like 5 surrounding guys. They just walked away from their cases. They're like, we're taking walks. I was like, sorry.
Not really.
Because for some reason, all I had all Sunday was just like, pain in my stomach, like I was going to give birth. Like, it was just like, oh, like something was going to push through me. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
I didn't do it again.
And then Monday at like 8:30, I just blew a fart that killed like 10 guys.
I almost suffocated my girlfriend.
I had cavernous farts.
it sounded like the back end of a Chevy going off.
And of course, I would Dutch oven myself.
Oh, you have to. You have to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, that's.
It's just like I ate it again.
Yeah. Not very good. Not very good.
Yeah.
But
you're welcome.
Fun.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, thanks for your.
I can get 20. I know it.
What, right now?
Yeah.
Do it.
We'll be right back.
I gotta go.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We gotta come up with something else.
Pies.
Pie. What do you pies?
No, we don't eat them. We throw them at each other.
No.
That'd be a fun one.
All right. So when do we broadcast live from your house?
Sure. Out front.
Yeah. Right.
We'll do it with the neighbors. Jeanine Croffle would love that.
She would.
Throw them up at her balcony.
We'll do it while she's doing her radio show with Al Franken.
Well, she's making all that techno music play.
Is that him upstairs? I thought he was a black guy.
Why do I do some coke? That's my Al Franken impression.
Wow.
I don't really.
No, he's kind of
like Jesse Ventura. Kind of
like
bass.
Jesse Ventura.
He's a gorilla. He eats bananas.
All right, Craig can do it.
That's my standard nerd voice.
Yeah, he's like a nerd.
He's a nerd.
Whatever happened to Jesse Ventura? I haven't heard from him.
He retired from...
He governated
everything.
Himself.
He retired from governing.
I think that was it. He just kind of hangs out.
He has like Hulk Hogan hair now.
Oh,
he's
hair
like bald
again?
And long hair.
He always had the...
Well, again,
multicolored, whatever the hell that was.
So he grew it out.
He's got
now
the little comb over on the top.
He looks like an old man.
He is.
The last time I saw
an old man.
No, he just looks like one now.
He hit the wall.
Pretty much.
Oh. After he lost the re-election race, it was downhill.
Yeah,
well, maybe he'll run for president. We'll see.
I hope so. I'll vote for him.
So will I.
I would.
Honestly, I think he has a better chance than anybody else right now.
It'd be like Escape from New York. He won.
I know I'd escape. I'd be fine. Hey, he was a Navy SEAL. He'd be great for it.
Yeah.
He was no... queer Air Force Reserve or a Swift boat captain with a fake record. He's perfect for the job. Jesse the President Ventura.
Jesse the Mind.
Ventura.
I used to be Jesse the Mind, but now I'm Jesse the President.
Jesse the Cabinet.
Jesse the Mall Ventura.
Don't make me take my turret gun out on you.
Ain't got time for governor.
It's a little mini gun.
Okay. Why does it always come back to wrestling?
I like it.
Maybe because we just watched Star Wars. We probably watched probably one of the worst movies ever made / most hysterical to me, at least.
For wrestling?
Yeah.
No, just in general.
No, what's that other one? That WCW one that's out?
That doesn't even exist.
Excuse me?
Oh, the one with, what's his name?
With the Arquette son.
Yeah.
With like 100 WCW wrestlers in it. Yeah.
It's freaking horrible.
What the hell is the name of that thing?
Ready to Rumble?
Yeah, Ready to Rumble. Yeah, that was horrible, too.
Now, okay, best wrestling movie.
Best wrestling movie?
No Holds Barred.
Would you go with No Holds Barred?
Vision Quest.
It's completely terrible, but it's just...
But it, it started the whole SummerSlam 89 feud with Zeus.
Definitely
so.
Did, yeah.
And he was a waste
Zeus.
Of space.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
There's a wrestling term like in the business.
Rocky III.
You Zeus someone?
When you Zeus someone III. Is when you
hold their head and cross your eyes and just go...
No, it's when you make something look obvious. It's called Zeusing, because that's all he did was make things look obviously fake. Yeah, he was. So it's since like the early 90s, it's been called Zeusing. So say if a guy gets like body slammed and he's not quite in the right position for the next move coming up, if he moves himself even slightly to get himself set up, that's called Zeusing.
Nah.
That's what Zeus used to do.
Now, if you don't sell something, is it called undertaking?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I still think Over the Top was a good movie.
I don't remember that.
Is that Stallone one with arm wrestling?
Movie. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's arm wrestling.
Well, you said wrestling. You didn't specify.
All right.
Didn't
specify best professional wrestling movie. Okay. The one we just saw is up there.
As a good one?
Yeah, well,
terribly,
only like five.
Terribly
so.
Good.
Terribly amusing.
Terribly
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a body slam with Roddy Piper,
Roderick
Captain Lou Albano. Roderick Toombs. Lou Albano, the Barbarian.
The Head Shrinkers.
The Head Shrinkers.
The
Samoans.
The
Tonga Kid.
Yeah,
Tonga Tom.
Tonga Kid, whatever.
Ric Flair in there for 2 seconds.
Bruno Sammartino punching somebody out.
For no reason.
Not at all.
Who else? Wait,
random
wait.
Fan.
Yeah, just came out to him and just socked him in the mouth.
Well, the whole crowd went into like a random like steroid test.
Wrestling riot.
It was a bad
Who was next to, who was next Real to, what's it, the Freddie Blassie? Who was the
Sheik?
Oh, the Sheik.
Yeah. Yeah, he comes out just brandishing the sword.
Hala, 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 Sergeant Slaughter.
Wait, was that the Sheik?
No, that was...
That was
somebody else.
A manager from, like, the 70s.
Okay. Yeah.
Break your back. I wasn't fuck your ass.
Make you humble.
Guy. Make you humble.
Make you humble.
Fuck your ass.
Other than that, everything was great.
Yeah. What a douche.
We got psychotic.
Do you have any contacts to him?
I probably could.
We already probably could. I've asked you five times.
He probably would be. He probably could sit on the couch.
Make a couple phone calls. I could probably get the Sheik.
Make a couple phone calls. He's got nothing to do on a Sunday.
Probably nothing to do.
I don't want him here.
No, I don't want. Not in here.
No, that'd be awesome. Get him in here.
Meet him in like a library.
That would be.
You'll have a lovely home. Where did I park my camel?
He starts swinging those clubs around, knocking everything over.
Sit him in the bar and let us interview him there.
Your bird. Can I eat him? He was good. I'll teach your bird some respect.
To be humble.
Break your arm back.
Make you humble.
Fuck your ass.
I'll fuck his ass and break his neck.
Get Jennifer down here. I will fuck
Put
her ass.
Put him in the camel clutch.
Oh my god.
I respect
the camel clutch.
Put him in the canary clutch.
Jim Brunzel.
That was fun.
Great high jumper. But I never respect a fag.
The canary clutch. Come on.
Canary clutch. That was good.
All right, let's get off of wrestling.
Yeah. So who's the ones to get off
Star
you?
Wars?
So farting, huh?
What's up with Star Wars?
Well, no. So yeah, a lot of farting this week from... I can see it in Craig's eyes. He wants White Castle.
I do. I really do. Oh. I have searing gas pains now from my dinner. But
so I can't. No.
I just ate dinner before.
So
but it was the only thing I
China
ate today.
Buffet.
Checkers.
Checkers?
China Buffet.
Checkers? You ever have Checkers?
Yay.
Where's there a Checkers around
in
here?
In Old Bridge.
Sayreville or whatever? Yeah.
No, there's one in Old Bridge. There's a comic shop I go to. North, it's like down the street. So.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to go to that one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ah. So I've been turning into a nerd. We have DirecTV at home, and we lost a couple channels because we're too cheap to pay for them, you know? They had, like, the free promo with all, like, the movie channels.
The
now
HBO.
I just got HBOs.
Yeah?
I got, like, HBOs now.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And Batman Begins is on about every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? Once it ends, it
five,
repeats.
Yeah.
On another
then
channel.
Then they'll break it up with Batman or Batman and Robin.
Ugh.
Or Batman 2, which was really surprising. I don't know. It's
and that wasn't
existed.
A bad one.
Or oh, Star it? Wars, Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, they play that constantly.
Yeah, it's on a big loop.
Well, they have, because they have the HBO and HBO
two.
West Coast or whatever.
And HBO Nerd.
And HBO Kids. And
yeah.
HBO Latin, which is just HBO in Latin.
So you get
I
to
don't
watch.
Have that.
You don't have that?
You don't have
but
them?
I got SAP, though.
Well, yeah.
You I push your button.
Yeah, you push your button.
Bueno.
Anakin!
Bueno.
You were my brother!
Bueno. She's lost the will to live.
Bueno.
Nothing's wrong with her.
Oh. Leia!
Leo!
Luke! El Luco!
El Luco.
This is the worst.
So I finally watched him. Batman Begins wasn't that bad.
Batman Begins is a very good movie.
Yeah, I like the whole like Commissioner Gordon thing.
Oh, yeah.
Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was Gary
Oldman.
Oldman, yeah.
Yeah.
We just
oh, me?
Escaped me. Yeah, you. Yeah.
He looked like crap.
Me?
Yeah, it looked like he has AIDS or something.
I don't know. He got me. Like 90.
I know. Well,
his
I'm sure that
he's horrible.
He's an old man. Really
well, yeah, the character is supposed to be an old man, so. He kind of played it very well.
Batman Begins was very good.
Show my geek.
I hope they make another one, but I don't know if they are or not.
They said they were.
I don't know.
Huh?
As long as a movie makes enough money, there'll always be.
Yeah, but I don't understand how the horse is breathing fire.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's magic, but they're a little too
well,
magic.
Yeah,
for me.
It was funny because like the whole movie, like they tried to make Batman based in reality.
Yeah.
Like they tried to make everything plausible, and then they just have like a fire breathing.
Oh, then he.
Well, it was
reality.
In there, or were they hallucinating it?
Yes.
No, I don't think he was hallucinating it.
No, because it was all the people. Am I right? Okay, everyone says I'm right.
Yes.
Because when all the gas came out.
Yeah.
Remember everyone was hallucinating?
Like the Katie Holmes chick, she wasn't hallucinating.
No, but the little
it.
Kid was.
Oh.
She was hallucinating.
I had to think for a second.
Hallucinating?
No, I can't talk. I'm so fucking tired.
Why were you up at 5 a.m.?
I had to go to work.
He's throwing
you work on a Sunday?
He's throwing a forklift around.
What happened?
Well, they wanted me to work, so I came in and worked.
Hey. Yeah.
I have to get adult diapers sent out off to...
What?
Procter & Gamble. I don't know.
Oh, God.
You guys make...
Scented?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
We actually make a scent for
Lilac.
Adult diapers.
Stink-free.
And we're going to be making the new Kiss perfume in cologne for men and women.
Ugh, really? What does
yeah,
it smell like?
Gene
Simmons' balls.
Yeah.
Peter Stanley's gay taint?
He just comes and like jizzes in it.
Yeah. It's made with their blood. Is it going to be like those cartoons? You remember those comic books they did back then?
Oh, yeah.
They put a vial of their blood in
they
there?
They did not.
No, it was like freaking Coro syrup and like red food coloring.
It was just ink. They didn't really do
it's
it.
Crap. It was just pointless.
That I hate Kiss. So
awful.
Much.
Kiss is
awful.
Kiss,
the Kiss Coffin, out, the Kiss Condom.
Right
Kiss
is
Coffin's pretty
bands.
Good. But
you would say that.
Well,
anyone that makes
Kiss
a coffin
was awesome,
a branded coffin.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Imagine like a Hulk Hogan coffin. Or a Star
yellow
Wars
and
wrestling.
Yellow and red.
Star Wars, huh?
Whole yellow and red says Hulk rolls on it. Well, didn't The Undertaker make one?
No,
for him
it's a I'm a Hulkamaniac and now I'm dead.
Dead.
The
I used to be a Hulkamaniac.
The head shrinkers one.
Comes to heaven.
Shut up.
Didn't Undertaker make a Hulk Rules casket for him when he was in one match?
It's quite possible. I know he made an Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, no, he did, because then Hulkster came out and looked at it and got all pissed, and he, like, tipped it over.
Yeah,
he got all pissed.
And Paul Bearer got all bent out of shape.
Oh, and that's pretty tough.
Percy Pringle.
He's a big fella.
Oh, no!
His jowls were jingle-jangling.
I got my jowls on my chin, and they're going jingling. Anyway. You want to take a break?
A little brizzy?
Yeah. Let's go right into the Georgia satellites.
Huh?
Jing-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's Aristocrats. Derek, Craig, Vaughn, and Webmaster Matt.
Toadies.
So,
yeah.
I come from the water.
What are we, karaoke now?
He's practicing his backup.
I have a thing here.
You have
the anti-rape condom.
Oh, the one with the spears in it?
Yes.
Pardon me. Can we get up
without
to this?
Giving too much away? Let's let Craig be horrified by this. Basically, it's a female anti-rape condom, and women wear it when they're planning on being raped. I don't know.
Whenever they're walking home from work.
When they're guilty.
When they go out on the prowl.
Whenever they're asking for it.
Whenever they know.
And they slip it in there. It slips on much like a tampon.
Every moment of every
day. And it's. It's latex, and it has little plastic. Let me get the image gallery up.
It's plastic up there.
Prongs?
Like little spears in it, if you can see that.
Spear!
And basically, they're pointing.
Oh, it's serrated.
They're basically pointing towards the cervix, so you can go in.
But you can't get out.
Yeah, when you try to get out.
It's like when you're going over those spikes with the car.
Exactly. You back up and you pop your tire. Well, you back out of this and
one way only.
You have this thing stuck on your schlong.
It's like Hotel California for rape.
you can check in, but you can't check out. The Roach Motel.
You check in. Condoms. But you don't
and
check out.
This is the most horrific medieval looking thing I've ever seen. And apparently it can't be broken or anything. There's a frequently
So what is it like a dog, when a dog's fucking they stick until it's done? You gotta have someone cut it and take it off.
You have to go to the hospital and have it removed.
Oh my god!
Because it's made of such a material that it can't be cut with like traditional scissors. I guess it has to be removed somehow.
So it's gonna be pulled out of her to be cut off of him.
It'll be pulled right out of her, as you can.
It'll be stuck right on him.
Basically, you go in, and when you're going out, the spears just kind of grab you.
No, this looks unconventional.
So when you pull out, it still attacks you.
So when you pull out, the spears are going into you.
It's shoved on your wanger.
And it's stuck on you. So you can't take it because you can't pull it off because the spears are going in such a direction.
So it's like spearing a beef bologna.
Yeah. It's like Matt said, like the tire
things.
Yeah, that's
how we know. I heard.
All right. Well, you sound like you're a little...
This just confirms my resolve to rape girls in the ass.
There you go. Soon they'll make one for that?
No, that's his new gimmick. No condoms needed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well. But what if they got herpes or gonorrhea of the ass?
That's hard to get, though.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't know. I mean, from not personal experience. A friend of mine was dating someone who had herpes in the ass. Ew. And almost got it.
But not in their mouth?
No.
It was a close call.
It was a guy. this guy I know was dating another guy, and he had herpes in his ass.
There's the problem.
Yeah, who votes to turn Vaughn's gay mic off?
Fuck off.
The eyes have it.
I'm still here, jerk.
No, I'm not going to. All right. The frequently asked questions for the Rape X anti-rape condom. It's on
it's called Rape X.
R-A-P-E and the letter X.
Wait, where the rapist coming? Answer that question.
It's not on rape. It's surprise sex.
Yes.
One of the FAQs on there is, will the rapist kill me?
Yes.
Well,
if I am raping some chick and this thing's on my dick, she's dead.
One of the
she's dead.
And one of the names I'm going to give you is Bit Ruiner. Don't read ahead, Matthew. If you do read ahead, prepare me. Well, I was going to go through it and get to that one.
Read silently.
But this is at rapestop.net.
Matt is the anti-joke killer.
And we have when should I wear it? Should you have to travel long distances alone on a train, working late, going out on a date with someone you don't know too well, going to clubs, or in any situation that you may not feel comfortable or even just not sure?
Everyday life.
Every day of the week, 24 hours a day.
Basically. Is it...
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Is it possible for a rapist to see if a woman is wearing Rape-X? Absolutely not.
I could see.
It fits behind the labia and has no strings or anything protruding.
What if they're really thin-lipped?
Oh. Old fish lips. It's inserted with an applicator.
What if you got your finger stuck in there when you're trying to
It's like a finger. That's one of the questions.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's for the bit bar.
I wasn't reading.
How was the device tested during its development?
Harlem.
The scientists and engineer created both a vagina and a penis in which prototypes were tested.
We created it in the lab.
And they said, "Let there be lights."
A mouse with a big vagina on its body and a another mouse with a big vagina.
It will be sold where regular condoms would appear in stores and stuff.
Let's go to the store.
But I don't know.
What is this?
Does this mean I cannot have sex with my husband or partner?
If you're an idiot and wear it.
Yes, you can, but you will not wear it when you are with your husband or partner in bed.
Does this mean I won't get raped?
Oh, my God.
Wait, where's the one about getting a finger or something there trapped in there?
I'm getting there, Vaughn. No,
it's like a bear trap.
Where's the one question about ruining the bit?
It's getting there. Can it accidentally hook into my own skin? Not if used according to the instructions. I.e., yes.
You're not stupid.
Now, here's the one that Matt was at here. Won't the rapist kill me?
Yes.
Sadly, many women have been killed over time, as nobody can guarantee the outcome of any rape. However,
God.
The huge plus factor is that the discomfort and pain is such that the rapist would be disabled temporarily. Who was that?
No.
Was that Vaughn?
Yeah. I think I might turn your mic off.
I don't. No.
I wouldn't be disabled.
And it says here,
not at all.
Much worse than a kick in the groin that self-defense instructors teach women, giving you the time to get away and get help.
No.
And you know, like,
nope.
With the knife already on her throat, that's just, like, it's going to get
just
slit.
I kill them before I have sex with them.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's the best
plan. It can
plan.
Stay in for up to 24 hours.
They're usually dead before I ever have sex with them.
Yeah, you search the
good old grave robbing.
Will it cause permanent damage to the rapist? No, not if he gets professional help without delay.
Wow.
He's getting a mob doctor.
So essentially, this is probably not legal in New Jersey.
It's available in small, medium, and large.
Well, okay. All right.
Ooh, huge hole, please. So,
from what age can this device be worn? Menstruating age, thus 11 to 12 years of age.
Go for it.
So imagine just having to stick that in your 11-year-old.
Sure.
There you go.
You ain't having sex ever.
Can the device drop out? No.
Oh, God.
Stuck in there like glue.
Is its removal easy once penetration has taken place? Yes, there's no need for you to remove it as it has attached itself to the penis upon initial penetration. It will be removed as the penis is withdrawn.
So, wait, does it explain how you remove it? Like, or
the guy removes it?
No, yourself, like the woman.
Take it out.
Like if she has to wash.
Yeah, I'm sure you just
take it out.
It
comes out. There's an applicator that
clicks in and pulls back out.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Thank you for...
Are on the inside.
Is it legal? Yes, it is.
No.
As it is neither lethal nor fatal.
What?
But it is. It would be a certain degree of, what's it called?
Who is going to stand up against this, Matthew?
No, it doesn't matter.
What New Jersey is going to say, we don't want this in our state.
McGreevy's going to come back and fight
it. It's still bodily harm. So it's still gonna. It's still something like
you need rape is.
You need a license for that vag, ma'am.
Yeah,
rape.
It's a fucking deadly weapon.
And then this is, you know, also another. It's just, I don't know. It's just,
well, I think Japanese.
This is like
men
such a form.
They might be.
No, the Japanese might like this.
Yeah,
they like all that sick shit.
Small wangs and kinky stuff.
Sure. Why not?
Will the rapist be attached or stuck to the woman? No, not at all.
Yeah,
can this be worn during masturbation?
Yes,
no, not at all.
It does say no, not at all. God, no
yes.
Shit.
A lot of questions.
How many dumb broads took this survey?
A lot. It's a frequently asked questions page. Can't the rapist simply take a pair of scissors to cut it off? No, latex cannot be cut easily. The hooks are embedded in the skin, and it is extremely difficult to remove.
I could do it.
It's like a porcupine.
Just tear it right off.
What if I'm asleep and someone enters my house and tries to rape me? Golden rule, keep the device right next to you. Remember, it's very easy to insert and very quick, too.
Insert gun for device.
What happens if
you're ready to go?
What happens if my child finds it in the waste paper basket and sticks his finger into it? Once you remove the condom with the applicator, the hooks attach themselves to the applicator stick, and the condom is effectively sealed before it's discarded. As will all potential, it is your responsibility to discard it properly. So don't just chuck it.
So flush it.
Flush it, the whole thing.
It will retail for a bit more than a regular condom.
Like $30.
How much is that? I don't use condoms.
I don't either.
Condoms?
It will most likely be on the shelves the second half of 2006, which is right
now.
Anyway. Craig, go to the store.
At the hooker store?
I want to put some advertisements up on
Craig, go to Eckerd's.
Yeah, they have advertising. Put the Aristocrats advertising. As heard on Aristocrats. They're stupid fucking cunts.
That's a good thing. Rapestop.net. I can learn how to rape better.
Anti-rape cum.
And she, oh, it's a South African inventor creates a rapex device.
And she's a white woman, no crap.
Well,
fitted with hooks and barbs.
South Africa is like the United States.
Yeah, mostly American, mostly white.
Yeah. So it's just basically talking about
the same thing we just.
So
about.
Yeah, basically. So that's so
horrific,
watch out, fellas.
And there's
God,
damn it! I can't have fun anymore.
No, you can't.
No more free nights.
Image gallery.
Guess I'll just have to buy him dinner a couple times.
Wait, what's that weird one? Yeah, right there.
Look at that thing.
What is that, extra large?
That's impressive.
Ew.
There's pictures of it. It's rapestop.net. And it just looks painful.
Horrific.
It basically looks like a condom with, like... You know what it looks like? You ever take... Oh, man, I just lost all this. All right, follow me here. Some bottles, like under the cap, that little band around it.
Yeah,
if
exactly
you take them apart, and they got the little teeth.
Yeah. Yes.
It looks like that, just stretched out,
yeah,
with all
big,
the teeth pointing
a
up.
Big condom, though, yeah.
But, yeah, like inside a condom,
I don't,
so.
I don't know.
What?
See, I don't see how that would even, like, really be effective. It's plastic.
It's latex.
The hooks are like porcupine needles. They go right into your cock.
Because, I mean, the vagina would
I'm
squeeze.
At it right here. Right
but
now.
Some guys might be in luck with, like, the extra large and you're not packing so much. You only might get caught on one side.
Yeah, you might just be a little.
You'd be able to razor blade the other side off. Oh, you know?
No, you just band-aid it just real quick. If you just get, like, one or two barbs
one
caught
swift
in
swift motion.
Yeah.
God. Plus, you, like, I don't shove in all the way right away. You know,
Craig likes to steal around for these
things. It's so frantic with her crying and yelling, and you're trying to keep your hand over her mouth and like a knife in the other hand.
You just got to mess around with the head a little bit.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, what is that? What is that? But now this just tells you to shove your finger up there first.
But Craig,
on your finger?
It's not going to get caught in your finger.
Yeah, well, they just said.
Oh, it's better than your dick.
Yeah.
Why don't you just bring like a something, some sort of phallic something or other.
Yeah, carry a dildo, like one of those nightstand ones.
Get like a little like Nerf arrow. Stick that in her first.
Because that's gay.
Bring one of those Billy Club sized dildos I have. You ever see those ones with the handles?
If I'm raping, I'm using myself.
Break out the Jesus jackhammer.
Well, no, you just put that in first just to check out the territory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An exploratory scope.
Yeah, basically.
Put it in all holes in her eyes. Pop out an eye socket.
Oh, God. So,
this is awful.
This is ridiculous.
But it's out there, and
maybe.
Craig's going to look for it later on.
God bless, I guess. I don't know.
Can I use that when I masturbate?
Sure.
Ow.
It's better than using barbed wire, isn't it?
What if you have like a really, really
hard
cock?
The good old days.
A really what?
And it just can't get through.
What
a really big one?
No, hard. And
just, hard?
And just the plastic just can't get into
the
it.
The plastic just breaks.
Dude, yeah.
It doesn't matter how hard it is.
Like I said, your penis is like beef bologna.
Like some chick's got like long fingernails and just drags down you.
Oh.
Or it's like a toothy blowjob.
Oh, I've had that. Oh.
Enough with you.
You pull out, you got this thing, and you're like, no, I'll just finish. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I know all about
you finish, that. You finish and you just wait until she's not looking and shoot it in her hair.
That was great.
And then tell her to go home.
And then find out she shit her pants.
Yes.
Give me my money back, you hooker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What's next?
$90,000 cell phone.
What?
Lying.
Nokia has planted its flag on Michigan Avenue, a block away from the pop-up store. I don't see what that has to do with anything. Apparently,
what the hell is location?
I don't know.
Here, let me answer this question.
That was a bad answer.
I know, it was a horrible rebuttal.
So Nokia is making a $90,000 phone.
What is it made
of? It's a luxury phone. There's no
is it?
There's no plastic.
That's not
in
your
What is it made of? Pure steel?
Can you play Snake on it still?
Oh, I wish you could.
$90,000 Snake machine is what I call it.
Does it answer the phone for you?
No.
It's got a 5 megapixel.
Does it turn into an expensive car?
It's called the Q phone.
Ooh.
Q. Mm.
Okay.
Q for you just got ripped off.
The question was, how can we rip you off? Answer this phone.
It doubles as a condom.
Doubles as an anti-rape kit.
Anti-rape kit. It's made out of pure metal. You just whack somebody in the head with it.
Really? Go. It's pure metal?
It's a lead pipe.
It's like a brick.
That's what it looks
a bunch
like.
Of numbers on it.
It doesn't say what it's made of? That it costs
just,
as much?
It says right here, there is no plastic in these phones.
So it's got to be all metal.
Who said what?
It's made of
look
gold.
Look at the picture of it.
Looks fancy.
It does look fancy. Looks kind
of like a modified
silly
version of Derek's phone.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like if, it's like if X-Men had a
phone.
A Nokia.
Is, that's the X phone right there.
It's the X phone.
Okay. Anyway.
What? At least it wasn't Star Wars or wrestling.
No, I'm just
whatever.
Saying.
We were having a better conversation about Star Wars and wrestling than we were at about a $9,000 phone.
X-Men. 90.
Whatever. Still sucks.
No plastic. I don't believe him.
No plastic. It's all made out of titanium.
There has to be plastic.
And adamantium.
How could you have an LCD screen without fucking plastic?
Not just that.
No, it's pure glass.
Yeah.
You drop down on the floor once, you're fucked.
Like,
just think of how many phones you go through. So might as well just buy one $90,000 phone that won't break.
But when you put, like, when you're pushing the buttons and shit, like, I don't know. It just, the signals would get all screwed up.
You hold that on a cold day, you freeze your
ass. It's just all metal, and it's just...
Ears frozen to it.
Yeah.
Your tongue's frozen to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's what I want. Fancy.
Yeah, then it's highly susceptible to weather to begin with. So. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about this DirecTV service.
Yep.
The Titanium Service.
DirecTV.
DirecTV. Satellite television provider DirecTV is promoting what might be described as the ultimate gift for the TV-obsessed couch potato.
Who's
I'd
rich?
Say they'd have to be more than that.
Who doesn't leave their house...
Howard Hughes.
Of TV. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
For $7,500
a year,
you can get every channel available through the company. That includes every movie, every sporting event, every pay-per-view, along with every HDTV channel, 10 digital video recorders, and a special 24-hour
service. You don't have enough time in your life. If you didn't work, and all you did is sit down on TV and sit down in front of the television every day from... Like 6 in the morning till like, you know, 6 in the morning.
If you're spending $7,500 on
you are
DirecTV,
not, you are not working.
You are not working. You are independently wealthy.
Yeah,
you
have. But all you're doing is sitting in front of the television. If you watched every TV's year
this
was worth of programming,
choice.
You would never
this
be able
like,
to finish it.
This is like...
This is a life-ruining yeah. choice.
No, this is like, all right, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I'm going to just watch television.
Yeah, you you have give birth to a child and that's all they do is just sit in front of that tube and watch TV.
Insane.
Don't go to school.
No, you're not
going to
have kids. It's just not.
You would.
There, I have like.
I wonder how much it would be for another receiver. Because you know they,
an extra
that's
dollar.
That's where they get you.
Now
that's
have
where they get
rooms?
You.
Rooms.
I have two.
I TVs. Want this in my bedroom too, because I
gotta sleep sometime.
Are you farting again?
Shoving
tissue. What are you like, King Kong?
What?
There's like gnats flying.
He's swatting at freaking helicopters.
Fruit flies from your goddamn McDonald's bag.
Your body is rotting as we speak. That's what it is.
He's like King Kong swatting at biplanes.
Oh my god, those fucking McDonald's you eat
every day.
Your
no, I haven't
chicken
had
sandwich
since,
for dessert.
Since
no,
what?
That's the main
since
course.
5 minutes ago. Oh.
No. Before that,
he started out pseudo healthy and ended
up
ultra
ago.
Unhealthy.
The 2 weeks.
Last time I was
okay,
here.
But last week you had White Castle. I'm sure you've
well,
had Wendy's
was,
in the past week.
There was a reason why that, why I had it. Yeah, I have had Wendy's.
No, thank you,
sir.
And what would
you
do with
like
the
for
bag?
Dessert?
It was in the place, so I threw it away.
Oh, okay. Mm. What would you have done with the bag?
If it was in my car,
yeah,
it would still be in there, right?
It would have been
smell
sniffing.
Why?
It.
Because
why?
Because it smells good.
He would be sniffing it like it's a pair of panties.
Because it smells good.
It's like an air. Good.
Imagine air freshener, put like a rubber band on it, hang it from your mirror. Just crumple
I got
up
a Biggie Fries fucking air freshener.
Oh, perfect.
There's like ketchup dripping from it.
Just like wrap
barbecue
a
sauce.
A burger in a plastic bag and put a little hole in it.
He's like sniffing his hand after sex.
We should.
What a pound burger.
We should make that like a fast food scented.
Scents?
Well, like air freshener.
Stealing them from work. Like the,
yeah, you work in that business. Why can't you get it done?
I probably could.
Get like the McRib recipe.
Oh, that's a killer of all killers, man.
We should do that.
That's what we should. Wait,
even
we should,
just random, like barbecue sauce.
We should bank our money, pay for the DirecTV, and just have him sit in front of the television all day and watch and eat friggin' McRibs.
Who here would not buy a barbecue sauce air freshener?
I would buy it.
I would.
Does it have a picture of ribs on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then yeah, I'd definitely buy it.
Shaped like ribs, too, like cut out.
Cut out like a rib.
Big Fred Flintstone ribs.
Like the Ribicue?
Yeah.
The Brontosaurus ribs.
Brontosaurus
Brono ribs.
Turns over your car.
Dripping with sauce. I want to make this now. That's terrific.
You could do it.
Why not? I mean, what the hell's it be? They got chocolate and vanilla and apple.
Fat guy fresheners.
Talking to the mic.
Come on, Jabba, speak to the
all
mic.
All I have to
do. Well, not that much.
No, all you have to do is like soak like a piece of cardboard.
Well, like you have to have it so it like, lasts.
Yeah.
Soak it in 8 tons of barbecue.
You don't want to get ripped off.
What they use is a civet oil.
Gross.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Thank you, Mr. Wizard.
They do. They put it in perfumes.
I was opening up for that. Right. Jesus.
Well, I couldn't. Honestly, I couldn't hear a word you were saying because you weren't talking to the mic and Vaughn's like eating his.
I've been yelled at enough about keeping it close to my face, so it's like this now.
Yeah, I know. Well, Matt's like, and Vaughn's like, and then you can.
I got this gay friend with herpes in his ass.
Shut up. It wasn't my friend who had the herpes in his ass.
It was me.
It was you? You
no,
dirty pervert.
I was saying as you, though.
No, it wasn't me. That's disgusting.
Oh, God. Oh,
I gave it. I didn't get it.
So for like $100,000 a year, you can get all this television and
7,500. Oh, yeah.
You're set up on your personal information.
I gotcha. There's a guy who got a penile implant.
Sweet.
Anti-rape condom implant. I need these barbs all the time.
Charles Lennon, John's brother.
John's
he got
brother.
A penile implant in 1996,
and?
Which caused him to have an erection for 10 years.
He walked around for 10 years with a boner?
With a boner.
That's a lot of duct tape.
What the fuck kind of... Was he wearing, like, unstarched pants? How the fuck did he keep that thing down?
Well, Japanese. This, the Dora 2 was designed to allow impotent men to have sex, but also be positioned so it wouldn't be noticeable at other times.
Not noticeable at all.
But after he had the operation, he couldn't position it downward.
It was like robo-penis?
And he was embarrassed to go out in public for 10 years.
So he just sat there and had a girl squat on it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Spin.
So he sued the company, and he's being awarded $400,000.
A lot of people would pay for that boner for 10 years.
Fantasy
boner.
Much more than
that. 10
years? Yeah, what the hell?
3 years, for God's sake.
Fantasy boner.
All you got to do is let the skin regrow every once in a while.
Ew.
Change the condom every 20 miles.
Rotate the tires.
Put the best rubber up front.
10 years. Jesus Christ.
Wonderful.
The robo penis can't correct, can't move it. Transformer penis.
Do they have any pictures?
No, they did not.
And you call. Oh, never mind.
No, Eyewitness News did not take a picture of his pants.
Because I wonder, like, when they say a penis implant, well, like.
Like
I don't know what the fuck
week.
That means.
That's not an enlargement.
Is it
it's
like
just
a
something
pump?
That allows you
well,
to have an erection and you can't get one?
Yeah.
What I've been told, there's a couple of things like that. They put like fat in your penis.
Ew.
Yeah.
Or they'll put like you know, they do with butts. Like they put the piece of plastic in there and make it firm.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Or they put a pump in the ball. They take a ball
they
out.
They actually do have like a
they'll take a ball out and
insert
a pump.
I press my belly button and I get a boner.
Essentially. No, essentially. It's
Yeah, they'll like, you know, like those air pumps.
Yeah.
Like the Reeboks,
What's his name had to get it?
I'll pump it up.
The Bobbitt.
Lorena Bobbitt?
He had to get one.
John Bobbitt?
Yeah.
Huh. That's strange.
So what happens if you, like, you know, you ever, like, sit on your balls?
Oh, yeah.
It goes really hot
squeeze
out.
Squeeze them real hard.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it's like
coming
down your
boner.
Sorry, I sat down funny. It'd take a minute to deflate.
What if you were a wrestler? How fucked up would that be? And you're in those tight shorts.
Is there like a valve to like release the pressure? <It's> like,
you gotta turn your ear for it to deflate.
Yeah, stick your finger in your ear just a certain way and just pops.
Air comes out your ass.
Yeah, like normal.
I guess Vaughn's got one then.
All right, let's take another break.
Yes.
Break time.
Break.
And we're out. What are we doing?
A legendary Chuck E. Weiss. Nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig, you like it?
Yeah.
All right.
A bit much. It's a lot of stuff going on.
It's like diarrhea.
We were just talking about the Macho Man Randy Savage or something.
For no reason.
Why?
Strange reason.
Because it's a big wrestling show today.
Because I like doing the impersonation. Yeah.
I get really uncomfortable when you do that.
Especially with him being behind you.
I know. I can see out of my peripheral vision.
Flying elbow like drop.
You doing all the little mannerisms. Yeah. My, I see you jumping up on the chair and doing the elbow drop on me. Yeah, two fingers up.
Actually, no, I was watching.
I see you beating Ted DiBiase at WrestleMania 4 for the belt.
Oh, God, I just saw
and then
a
putting
clip
it on upside down like an ass.
He did do that, didn't he?
It's the first time they had the new championship belt.
Oh, God.
That stupid Macho Man puts it on upside down. He's got
what an asshole. Did Hogan fix
dumb Elizabeth
oh,
on his shoulders.
Did Hogan put it on him?
Oh, I don't know.
She's got a little container of Mexican food.
That is frightening. Yeah. You think about it. Close your eyes.
I'd rather not. I like to keep them in my sights at all times.
Flying elbow right behind you.
Oh, this is
double axe.
Are you double axe handling my chair there with your ass again?
The double ass. It's the awesome trademark move. The Nacho Man.
The Nacho Man.
Randy Savage guess.
That's awesome.
Not showing, he just farts a lot.
Snap into a
Oh yeah.
Snap into this. Snap into irritable bowel syndrome. Yeah.
Snap awesome, into man. Oh, is that a dairy product?
Snap into some cream cheese. Colitis is acting up again.
Snap into a cream cheese. Just a block of it.
Snap into some Lumburger.
Snap into some provolone.
Snap into some Capricorn. Ordering the number one sub. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's funny because he has IBS. A Nacho Man. He puts his arms up for the arm drop and then he just puts them right over his ass.
Over his ass cheeks and runs to the toilet.
He runs across the top rope.
I gotta do a run in, brother. No solids for me.
Got the runs,
only water.
Brother.
His little stars on his trunk are getting bigger. Just filling up.
He's just got runs in his pants at all times.
He's got rubber bands around him to keep them all.
Oh. This has gone too far.
That was good.
Borrowed them from Captain Lou.
They're not actually tights. They're Depends.
Oh, that's why Captain Lou had them all.
Depends with the stars.
Like markered in.
He's got a bedazzler and a box of Depends.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
That was great.
Oh, the Nacho Man. I can't wait. Oh. The IBS. There's nothing funnier than people who can't eat because they shit too much.
Especially when Don't say anything.
Oh, that was the worst. Oh, God. Oh, no.
My ribs are hurting.
My guts are killing me.
And it was nachos, too.
Nachos at the Globe.
No, it was Houlihan's.
Oh. Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, inside.
Yeah,
inside.
That's inside. You're totally...
So the Nacho Man had a CD a while back. It was like, what, 2 years ago?
Maybe longer than
something
that.
Like that.
Maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
And it was bad.
It well, was. All of them are, aren't
Steve
they?
Didn't believe me when I told him about it.
Why would he?
I don't blame him.
He had no reason to believe.
Wasn't the Hulk ones like, bad too?
Oh, it was the possibly.
Yeah, we did the Hulk.
Yeah, those are horrible.
The worst thing ever.
Yeah, the Hulks were really bad.
Whoever allowed that to happen should have been struck by lightning.
The Hulk or the
they got struck by lightning with the idea and they just had to do it.
Yeah, terrible. But he actually did some songs with. Legitimate as you could consider them rappers. Like
really?
they
like,
got in on it.
Like Tom
Loke? I don't understand why.
Because he's the Nacho.
Like 50 that's Cent like was
the
doing
living fat boys.
A joint with
the
him.
The one living fat boy who's
mine is Buffy.
Now.
Terrible.
Rest in peace.
Oh my God.
Well,
I wish
any
I can
examples?
Come up with more Nacho Man.
Eminem.
Yeah, unfortunately Matt's not going to be able to hear him because he doesn't have any headphones.
Wait, the Nacho Man. Slap it to a pork loin.
Slide into a serrated condom, yeah.
Nice callback.
That's what you call a callback.
Miss Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
you're me
up.
Dead. Your corpse is tearing me up.
Because of the bones, not because of the condom.
The barbs, they got me.
Her shattered
Elizabeth,
pelvis.
Will you change me? Nacho Man, Shitty Man underwear.
Elizabeth.
The Bedazzler bits are flying out.
Elizabeth.
That's what he's going to be like when he gets older.
He's going
to be Depends with Bedazzlers all over. And he's going to be in the corner naked with shit all over him.
Screaming for Elizabeth to change
Elizabeth.
Him. And the
I'll get you, Luger.
His nurse is going to be like, who the fuck's Elizabeth?
He's going to have a snake hanging off his arm.
Just this is not supposed to happen.
Oh my God.
Oh, Christ,
do you remember that?
Yeah, do I remember it?
For God's sake, get Randy Savage out of there.
They replayed it on every wrestling challenge for like 3 weeks in a row. How can I not miss it?
Me and Gene Okerlund. Oh God. It's like the snake was supposed to be devenomized by the lab. Like, what the fuck?
The WWF lab.
Yeah, crackpot lab.
I'm sweating.
They're like. They got like. Cuckoo be wearing fur. They got Frankie. They're cutting his nails and they're devenomizing the snakes.
And the Harlem sewer rats.
And they devenomize. They devenomize Frankie and cut the sewer. Cut the snake's nails.
I remember.
The sewer rats was awesome.
He's going for the sewer rats!
They put him in the cage!
I never got that at all.
Oh my God.
They devenom the sewer rats.
Worst, some of the worst.
They're spading
angles.
Matilda.
Oh God.
They're neutering freaking Elizabeth.
Oh, man.
What?
That didn't even make sense. She's dead anyway.
Oh.
They're a neutered anyways, dead body.
Savage didn't even care when she died.
Why would
he? He said like, sent like condolences to the family. That was it.
Did he really?
Luger killed her. Luger killed her.
Yeah, I know. With cocaine.
No, actually, just
in
prescription drugs.
Oh, he just fed her?
I have no idea.
He's just going to make this out. Just shoot it out of his ass.
No, he had like a pharmacy in his house. All kinds of different supplements and shit. And I guess she was on him or whatever. She overdosed. She probably just took a whole bunch of them one day and said...
She was 800 pounds and built like
I used to be Miss Elizabeth. Now,
this sucks.
Now look at my
hazard
ass.
Doing drugs with Lex Luthor.
And
Luthor?
Lex
Luger, wasn't it? Luger?
Dude, I told you I'm tired.
It's your own fault.
I know. Right, well, let's listen to some macho rap. This is
it's a like a shit and piss factory.
You okay, Nacho Man?
He's gonna die.
I'm feeling a little bit better now.
Some White Castle.
I hope I don't get it from the other end. I just had a roast beef sub. slapping some saute. The rich foods, they tear me up. They told me it was non-dairy creamer. I got the gout. Gotta break out the lactate, brother.
Anyway.
Some Pepto.
So this is his, what would you call it, like a shoot to Hulk Hogan?
I still don't know if it's a work or a shoot. I really don't. I don't know. No, it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
And you think Hulk Hogan's in on it?
I don't think he cares one way or the other.
I really don't think he does.
I think he's trying to resurrect his career.
Way, way, way more money than
he's
Savage
selling his house for $25 million.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it?
Oh, it's like, I don't know, how many, 30,000 square foot.
It's like one of those Mando condoms that they all have in Florida.
Well, anyway, let's...
like a cookie cutter condo.
Celebrate, please.
Phones are just going off now. We're getting called.
Who the hell is this?
What number?
Oh, who could it be?
Who could it be? Is it Randy Savage?
We got
silently
you guys.
Wait.
We got you guys shot glasses from Mexico. We'll bring them by tomorrow.
Oh.
She has a shot glass.
I have no idea. That was inside. Sorry.
So let's play this Be a Man.
Slap into a ripped shoulder.
Right. Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward. I'm digging it down, Hulk Hogan, you set it off.
Set it off.
Used to be hard, Hulk, now you done turned soft. Doing telephone commercials, I seen ya. Dancing in the Christ as a ballerina. I knew all along you had those tendencies, cause you've been running from macho like I got a disease. Dude, please, your pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage cause you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony fight, The Rock's brain too fast. But when I challenge Hogan to a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the Hulk didn't show. Hollywood Hulkster, you're at the end of your rope, and I'ma kick you in the butt. Wash your mouth out with soap.
Kick you in the butt? Wash your mouth out with soap.
So come on, Hulk, let's wreck so I can put you in check.
Raise the roof!
It doesn't have the same compromise.
Be a man, Hogan. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hulk.
These are made in like the last 10 years?
This was made like 2 years ago.
This is made in this millennium.
Yeah, this is
he's
only like 2 years.
Still got a grudge with freaking Hulk Hogan?
That's why I don't know if
what do you mean still? I never even know if he had one.
Back in the day.
Always.
Yeah.
Savage is just like a Bret Hart. It's like a faded in the business.
You mean the best there is, was, and ever will be?
No, but
No, like he's always had a grudge with him.
Yeah. No, it's just jealousy. It's like he feels like anything else. He really, he thought that he should be in the same place.
Yeah, he should have fought, you know.
Well, I don't think anybody really likes him.
Of course, anybody who's successful. Really.
You know, this really ruined the band. Because it's kind of killed everything.
I like Nacho Man better.
We were having so much fun and then we played this
song. I got the shits, brother!
It's like starting a car on Bad Gays.
Oh, man. Well, here's Hulk Hogan's response.
They're in t-shirts. What is this, an Acacio?
Yes.
Is this the Miami Vice theme song?
The home recording studio at Hulk's house.
I was walking down the beach, looking for some action, had my radio upset on a rap station.
Rap station?
A situation. She wanted me to give her mouth-to-mouth assessment.
What is this? Is bad.
You've never heard this?
I think Craig's giving up.
You've never heard this?
I never heard this, no.
They're
wrap it up.
Putting on some shades, trying to catch some rays when I caught the last guard.
No! Who?
Okay.
Why? Yeah. He did this in his backyard.
Who's the guy in the background?
This was done in 1995.
This was 95?
This was like in the transitional period.
What the fuck is up with these guys? Well, do they have all this free time?
1988.
But and they didn't. It just didn't surface
until today.
95.
Yeah, we're breaking it.
It's been played on radio until today.
It probably the worst album ever made
ever,
in the history.
Ever. Not just for a professional wrestler.
This is the follow-up record?
No.
No, this was done in 95. This is Hulk Hogan.
Well, he did a record in the 80s, didn't he? Didn't he do that horrible...
They did Pile Driver. That was just a WWF thing.
Oh, I thought
that was like Coco Beware and like somebody, Jimmy Hart, like got together with a bunch of wrestlers. And
did the We Are the World?
Just shut this off, please. just stop.
Stop!
But we're the Beat Patrol.
Play the one that's Owen Hart's theme music. I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac. It's Owen Hart's theme music.
I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac. Owen Hart's theme music.
Which is Coco Beware's theme music slowed down.
Oh, yeah, this?
Craig, just wait.
Yeah, I know this one. This one rocks. It's retarded.
This one has quality.
Well, you know it's going to be campy, so you got to expect it.
So wrestlers
are... Eat your vitamins, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Craig, you've been quiet.
Craig's like dying inside.
Is there any other good Savage ones? I really didn't listen
to them. Good.
You know what? I'll make you a CD. You can.
No.
Do we have the theme for Coco Beware?
No, I don't. I used to have all the wrestlers' themes. I don't know.
Yeah. Some of them are really bad. Some of them are just ridiculous.
So basically, professional wrestling and any other type of media mixed together equals horrible.
Big mistake.
Be it movie, TV.
No,
commercials I'll give them. Because, you know, Randy did that whole, he had a big thing with the
Slim Jim
thing for a good long time. I'll give him that.
All right, so endorsements are okay.
Endorsements.
Hogan with right guard sports stick.
Oh, yeah.
He's like painting.
Anything else would be uncivilized.
Or if they're in like little bit parts in films. Like Randy Savage was in a
Spider-Man,
you know, Bonesaw. Well, it was crap, but you were like, ooh, Randy Savage.
Well, no.
They dug him up.
But it's not like Suburban Commando.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Lloyd was
Commando just... sucked. What are you talking about?
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall.
Stunk.
Yeah, she was the wife. Pretty sure.
Or the movie we just watched.
Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny, yeah.
Mr. Nanny was pretty good. Buster Poindexter was in it.
Was it really?
Yeah, he was the villain guy.
The Princess Bride.
Oh, my God.
All right, Princess Bride,
there was
Andre
a
the Giant.
To cast Andre the Giant.
Because he's the only giant that was alive at the time.
From France.
From Global France.
From the France Alps.
You move your pinky. That's wonderful.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
Mon and wife.
All right. Mm-hmm. See, you know, it's Carly. She came in here, and now we're...
done. She stole our thunder. Yeah.
What are you talking about? We had such high hopes, and then we played that stupid Macho Man song, killed us all.
Well, I think the Nacho
Somebody's
Man was our...
challenging the Nacho Man.
Do a shit off.
Shit off?
Whatever, we can shit out the top balcony.
My ass can melt porcelain, brother.
See, and that's all you need. He brought it back.
Is that the Nacho Man, or are you talking?
Yeah, really, you stinky fucker.
Yeah, well.
You notice that every time we end it, every time we do this show, this place stinks like farts.
It really does.
It does, yeah.
Thank God.
Well, everybody agrees. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Anyone with a nose agrees.
So, yeah.
Melting.
Randy Savage.
Bad actor. Shitty dancer.
I got nothing.
I don't think anybody has anything.
No, he specifically about him.
Ever met him?
Shitty pants.
I've never met him. I've seen him wrestle.
Wrap it up.
We've wrestled in his ring.
Wrap it up.
What?
His ring, didn't...
Wrap it up.
The extra ring and Mike Sharp's? Wasn't
Wrap
that Randy
up.
Savage's ring? That's what he told me, unless he was lying.
It could have been, but I don't think so. It could have been.
Looks like we're ending.
We're wrapping up. Put a nice little ball on it.
Bring up a story.
No.
Music's getting louder. Music's getting louder. Music's getting louder.
Snap it to a steak. I don't know, Moz. Are we giving up for the evening? Are we done?
Well, we did an hour. That's our show.
Okay, we're done?
Yeah, we did the
Slap
hour.
Slap into some
we're
rich,
doing
spicy food.
Maybe we can get Randy
Snap into a taco.
on the phone. You get Randy Savage on the phone and the real one, not just you. I'll be impressed.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'll be impressed if you
Randy's
get the Iron
here.
Craig, you did that pretty good.
Yeah, you do. Maybe. Yeah. Hey, Craig, you out of the bathroom?
Dig it. Yeah, I didn't break your toilet.
Bathroom. Elizabeth's in there.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth's dead corpse is in there. She's a floater.
We're saying goodbye.
Yeah, we're saying goodbye.
Good day. Bye.
Well,
good day.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Next week.
Radio.com.
Bye.